If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the spicy little books that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Eye contact.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
You guys even practiced your highs 2 seconds ago.
It was the eye contact that threw me off.
We did. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to not
look at you? The seduction?
No, Emily's.
Oh, that makes sense. Your eye contact is overwhelming.
I'm just seducing y'all and twirling my little weave.
I like your shirt.
Thank you. I made it. It's for our video watchers. It says wide shoes inside of a heart. It's another one of our little prototype pieces that I came up with for hopefully our merch, which should be, who it could be out right now or in 3 weeks or in 2 months or eight. Is that the same thing? Who knows? I don't know.
We don't
know what time is. We're just manifesting. This is a year where we're just speaking as if we've already received our gifts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. So we have a delightful gift this week.
Do we?
It's a Barbara book. And I'm excited because your husband, who I saw earlier, said, "Do you know what book you're reading tonight?" I said, "No." And then he said, "I do."
He's doing a little tease for you?
Yeah. So I feel like if it's a book that you've talked to him about, being like, "Babe, this is what I'm going to do."
I usually do talk through because, I don't know, maybe it's the air sign of me. I throw all of my ideas at the wall, which is Eric, and then he goes, "Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter what I say. Should I do this one or that one?" Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. So he's your test audience.
Yes. Yeah. I did read him the 1-star reviews.
Ooh.
Sometimes I do that. When he was getting ready because he's working on something right now and he had to leave the house. And he was like brushing his teeth. And I was like, "Can I read this?" And he was like, "Yeah."
I don't really have an option.
Sure. I'm kind of stuck here.
Yeah, you married me. You're stuck.
So what are we doing this week?
We are doing something special.
Okay.
But not that. I don't know. I'm like, lower your expectations.
Okay.
I'll show you. Ready? Sorry for all of our listeners.
Just show me? Weird. Do you have a hard copy?
Physical Cop?
Montana Sky.
This is like a Nora Roberts one.
This is a Nora Roberts book.
Wow.
Look how beat up this.
Is this from your own personal collection?
Well, yes and no.
Diane's?
I stole this from my dad's wife when I was 19.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Anne. I'll mail it back if you want it.
Your dad was married to Diane, and then now he's married to Anne.
It was Diane. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
And then Teresa, love her, and then Anne. And I stole her book. I'm sorry, Anne.
Sorry, Anne. But you know what? Thanks for the intro into it. Nora, can I see the book?
Yes.
Montana Sky. So would you say this was your real introduction into this kind of genre?
Well, speaking of my dad's... my stepmom, Teresa, his second wife, I was like 13 when I found a book I shouldn't have been reading and something about a barn, and it was like a lot for me. But
I remember you telling me about this.
That was Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Wow.
And this one was my introduction to like Nora Roberts.
I've been going to the bookstores and one bookstore here in Austin and put it in our little cards.
Yeah.
And it's like a whole wall of Nora mm-hmm. Roberts. So mm-hmm. she is like the original. She has
an insane number, like 180, 397, 4,000. I don't know. She's so many books.
Wow. It's just so cool.
She's just been churning them out.
So is it smut?
Yeah. It's a romance book and there is smut.
Oh. When on the back, I'm not reading any of the synopsis. Reading the little like blurbs. Like the movie tagline type things. Sexual tension and sexy dialogue.
Ooh.
Suspense and humor. A good read.
A good read. Good reads.
Kirkus Reviews said that.
Kirkus.
Booklist says an epic tale of love, lust, and overpowering passions.
Quit. Oh, you're going to spoil.
God. I know.
It almost fell apart.
Hey, fuck.
Yeah, when I was 19, I messaged my dad and I was like, I am very unwell. And I hadn't talked to him in like years. And I messaged him on MySpace and I was like, I'm not okay. And he was like,
what?
MySpace?
Let's just fly right past that line. It worked out, guys.
But wait, your dad was on MySpace?
Yeah.
You hadn't talked to your dad in years and then you reached out and talked to him on MySpace.
Okay. Yeah, I reached out, TMI everyone, but I literally reached out and I was like, I wish you'd been around more.
Yeah, well, and he was like, MySpace, so that's what we did.
Yep. And he was like, me too, you okay? And I was like, no. And he sent me a link like, hey, why don't you come move to Hawaii for a while? And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. So then I moved to Hawaii for like a little under a year when I was 19.
Wow.
Wow.
If you're ever like deeply unwell, I highly recommend running away to a tropical island.
Yeah.
It worked like a charm.
Cured.
I'm fine now. Cured. Everything's fine. I found this Nora Roberts book and
I'm still here.
Look at me now.
So is Nora Roberts still alive?
I think she is. She's like 73.
Okay.
So
these scream like Randalls to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are like at the book at the checkout.
Like, you find them with like pencil underlined stuff in there and like they're 25 cents and like
Yeah.
I moved to Hawaii and I didn't have any of my books with me yet because I flew and then all of my items were just slowly wandering across the ocean and I didn't have anything to read.
I'm imagining them like floating.
It's my just books a boat. Like
Barbara's stuff. Don't take it.
Don't take it.
Yeah, so I found this in the closet, and I never gave it back.
Oh, I love it.
Nice.
Did you ever tell her that you stole this book?
No.
She just now.
Do you think that Anne listens?
I don't know. Well, when my father sent me a birthday card, he was like, or a Christmas card, he was like, oh, P.S., love the podcast. It's hilarious. And I went, oh, my God, he listens.
Oh. He's just blaring it in the kitchen while they're, like, making dinner?
He might be. I don't know.
Oh. But you know what? First and foremost, hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
She's the one that stepped up. But she stuck around. So I don't
she's
even know.
The one we who
cut all this
stayed.
Out too. She's the one that fucking stayed and wore. She's a single mom that worked two jobs.
Oh, she's the one God. Who gave me my accent.
Hey.
Did you talk to your mom before the podcast so you could get your
I
accent?
I did not. I did
make sure.
Bummer.
Mom, you're blocked.
No Mondays.
Ma, I can't talk to you.
See, yeah, because I
can't talk to you on Mondays.
I called her mom, so we're good.
Yeah, that's how we know when it's like the evil twin or something. Of where we're like, who is that? You're like, that's my ma.
And ma.
We're like,
ooh. Ma. Yeah, you got to yell it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Nora Roberts. What's it called?
Montana Sky.
Is that number two?
I want to talk a little bit about Nora Roberts first.
Tell us.
Yes, please. Okay. I want to know.
I found out when I started dating Eric and started spending time with his family that his mom and both of his grandmas love Nora Roberts. So we've all chatted about it and it felt very like I was in like the Badur family book club.
Oh my God, yes.
It was cute. Aww. This Nora Roberts is like your grandma's smut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. Because.
And it just looks like a romance novel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why there's a whole wall of it. It was just at Half Price Books. Like it was just like an entire like just, wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Wow.
She's got a lot. And
do you know how many she's written?
I should look it up. I have a laptop right here. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
There's no way to know.
Well, you know what? Look it up for us and leave a comment.
Let me see if I can.
Because
do it.
I need
I'll
to know.
Look it up.
How many?
You can still leave a comment and see if you're right. See, maybe she's written one since we record this.
Because she also has a pen name.
Oh.
Yeah, she has a whole series under the name J.D. Robb.
Because is that like a thriller series or something?
It's science fiction.
Okay.
And it's actually hilarious because it's set in the future. She wrote it in the 80s, but when you read it now, it's like in the past.
2016.
Literally. And it's like they have Pepsi in tubes instead of cans. Like it's the funniest. It's hilarious.
Interesting.
She has
on
so
Barnes and Nobles, I get 852 results.
Whoa.
There you go. She has a lot of things where it's like marketing queen. She'll put a re-release of like something that was written that has something to do with a murder mystery, and then she'll release two of them as one book, like 10 years later, and be like, here's a special with two books. So she's got some duplicates, but she's got a lot of books.
Yeah. Nora Roberts.
She's doing
it. Smut queen. I love it.
When this book came out, it came out in 1996, and I looked it up. She was 46 when she wrote it.
Okay.
So I don't know if that...
Yeah, I need to... I want a full bio on her.
Well, she's a Libra. She was born October 10th.
So okay, perfect.
If that helps you in some way.
What... do you feel like that comes across in her writing?
I don't know. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, see? I can tell.
We just lied to me. Mm-hmm. I love it. Montana Sky.
Montana Sky.
Tell me about
it. So it's about a cowboy?
Yeah. That's what I was talking to Eric about. I was like, kind of a cowboy book after Vanessa just did a cowboy book?
Well, how many mafia books have we done back to back?
Exactly.
But I feel like having an older one, one that our moms read, like this is what I'm excited about. And I'm excited for you to compare for me, like basically start to think about it now, of like what you see the difference in these old books versus our new books.
Oh, no.
Because I already have follow-up questions.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Yeah. This one is, it's something special. It's cute. It's not cowboy like he's a bull rider.
Okay.
It's like a cattle ranch.
Ooh, yeah. Like Yellowstone?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I haven't watched it, but yes.
I haven't either, but I know enough about it. Vanessa's watched it. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Do you want to hear the synopsis?
Yes.
Okay, so
Montana
Sky by Nora Roberts. It's 453 pages, came out in 1996. When Jack Mercy died, he left behind a ranch worth nearly $20 million.
Ooh.
In 1996, too.
That's like $5 billion now.
Yeah, at least. Now, his three daughters, each born of a different mother and each unknown by the others, are gathered to hear the reading of the will. But the women are shocked to learn that before any of them can inherit, they must live together on the ranch for one full year.
Dang. I bet she fucks a ranch hand, doesn't she?
So none of them know about each other?
I think they know of each other. I don't know. I thought that was weird because it's not like a secret. And the book isn't like, there's no point where it's like, what? He has other daughters. Like, they all knew, but they just never interacted.
Okay.
Well, that's common in other people's families where like their parents may be separated and then the dad went on to have kids, but they never had contact with the family and siblings, you know?
I mean, I had contact, but I wasn't like, when people go like, oh, do you have brothers and sisters? I'm like, I have both, but I only grew up in a house with a brother. So I don't know how to, anyway.
They're like, I biologically have a sister, but I don't know her. There's people that we know that have that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Should we go offline for a second?
Yeah, I'm like, what are we talking about? I'm always so stupid whenever Emily does this. I'm like, I have no fucking clue what she's talking about.
But it's my week, so feel free to just dive in with completely unrelated things. Just stop me in my tracks and just start going with whatever you want.
That's what I do.
I do it to you every week.
No, I know. I'm listening.
You're doing really good.
But it's just weird because it sounds in the synopsis like they don't know each other.
They might not.
Of each other, unbeknownst.
Unbeknownst.
Who's tomcatting around?
Yeah.
You know?
He did marry all of them, but it was, you know. And then he was like, next. Very Ariana Grande.
And then the mom dips out. She's like, I'm not living on this fucking cattle ranch in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's cold as fuck and it smells.
Yeah, and I don't want to live there with my shitty ex-husband, so bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, for Tess, a screenwriter who just wants to collect her cash and get back to Hollywood, it's a nightmare. Do we have Tess's vibe?
City girl.
California girl, yes. L.A. girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm going back and forth between, like, picturing almost, like, Janine Garofalo in Romeo and Michelle's, where she's, like, smoking cigs and, like, what the fuck am I doing here? Let me get my money. I want to get the... I bet that'd be more if she lived in New York, because then I'm going to get a little bit, like, the more whimsical, like...
Go more like Beverly Hills.
Okay, so she's more like a Paris Hilton type.
But a writer, you said.
She's a writer. She's, like, cold and, like she's here for the money. Fuck all of you. She's the oldest daughter. She's the first wife, child.
Demi Moore in Now and Then.
I don't know the reference, but yes. Yes.
When they go do the, like, that's another amazing movie.
We should
that's
watch
like,
it for our...
We should. It's, like, where it's, like, the, it's like Rosie O'Donnell, Demi Moore. They do, like, their grown-up. And Rita Wilson, and then they do the girl, the Christina Ricci.
You know this movie?
Is that the one where, and then they do the clay?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. That's Ghost. I know.
There's children
now
in this movie.
Now and Then is like the ultimate, almost like girls sleepover
Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay.
It's like growing up.
But that's your test? Is...
Is Demi Moore in Now and Then, yes.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
Okay. For Lily, on the run from her abusive ex-husband. It's a refuge.
Oh. Oh, what? Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Kate Hudson?
Yeah.
That's who you're going with?
Mm-hmm. She's a little bubbly, though.
True.
This one, if she's, like, escaping something.
I will say, if it helps you in any way, they all have dark hair.
Oh.
But write it however you want.
Yeah.
Rita Wilson, and now and then.
Oh, God. I thought you said Rebel Wilson, and that's, like, a totally different direction than what... Okay. All right. And for Willa, who grew up on the ranch, it's an intrusion into her rightful home. They are sisters and strangers. Now they face a challenge to put their bitterness aside and live like a family, to protect each other from danger and unite against an enemy who threatens to destroy them all.
Ooh. Who's the enemy?
Who's the enemy? Who knows?
It's a boy.
Okay, Willa's the younger one that like grew up on the ranch.
Yes.
Shania Twain in the 90s. That's what I'm picturing.
Love it.
Like with the white button up, with the hair coiffed up, like the cover of those albums. Shania Twain now? No, that ain't her.
I love that you have cast them without knowing anything except their names and like sort of where they lived.
Yeah. And that somehow they all are in my mind of what these people looked like in the 90s. Because I'm like, oh, there's like
you have
these.
To. Yeah. You
have to be the 90s.
Historically accurate.
Correct. Yes.
So they had beepers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tess, because she's a city girl, she's on her cell phone.
Oh.
I'm sure it's the size of a brick.
Like, well, and then just like the one with the bag.
Yeah, the little antennas.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
So, but there's a bad guy. There's a mystery.
There is. It's who's the enemy? It's a boy. He's a murderer and he's psychotic. He's
for real?
Yes.
No. Oh, yes. I was thinking it was like some, maybe because I'm getting Yellowstone in my head of where it's like, oh, there's like a guy who owns the land next door and he wants to buy the property.
It's there probably is. That. Not.
But he's a murderer too?
No.
It's both.
Oh. Like mafia? Really?
Yes. The thing about.
Wait, I thought you were lying to her. I was like, Emily.
Keep them on their toes.
Stop. This isn't true. Just stop. She's so naive.
But she's like, no, it's true.
Emily, you're so naive. The thing about Nora Roberts books. Is they are like soap operas.
I love
it. So it's like dun, dun, dun.
There's so much, like, and oh my God.
Because I used to read Mary Higgins Clark books, but that's not smut. That's just like.
Not smut. Uh-huh.
It's a little romantic, but it's mostly like whodunit.
It's sort of like that, but like darker. I was talking to Alyssa today on the phone, and I was telling her that I was going to do this book, and she was like, oh, I love it. Yeah. And then I was telling her how like there's this like psychotic serial killer dude on the loose who ends up targeting the sister. It's a whole mess. And she was like, oh, that makes sense though. Because in 1996, the competitors were like Stephen King, James Patterson, Dean Koontz. So you tried to do like the psychological horror of it, but also smut.
Yeah. I've recast the middle sister in my head.
Okay, would you like to know anything about their personalities, or you're just going for it?
Well, I feel like if she's escaping the, like, abuser, I'm going Sue Ellen Ewing from Dallas, my TV show that I love.
Oh, okay, I love that for you.
Yeah, thank you.
So let me know when you change your mind.
Okay.
And then again after that.
Because she can play, like, strong, but then also, like, I mean, she dealt with J.R. Ewing in the TV show Dallas. And again,
of course. I've never seen it, but
they just seem so. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen you watch it.
She's been here while I say we're watching Dallas.
Yeah, and I'm like,
while I iron.
She just looks so old.
No, but she's like, it's just the thing. Everybody looks different then.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, I want to see Sue Ellen fuck, is what I'm saying.
Well, Sue Ellen in. No, in my head, she's not like now Sue Ellen. She's Sue Ellen in the show. And Sue Ellen in the show is like 30-something. Does everybody
but she looks old.
Yeah, but everybody did.
I know, but she looks gross.
No. I feel like I'm at a ping pong, like,
But how old is this woman who is like escaping an abuser?
Excellent question.
Thank you.
A little hard to tell because the youngest one, Willa, is 24. Okay. And I think Tess is 30. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they're 27. Yeah.
The cast of Cheers were like 31.
They looked like 45.
Yeah, yeah. Did you understand, but I also we're in the 90s. Don't fucking cast them because I don't want to see or hear about them get it on.
Who do you want to hear about getting it on?
You can all, no, I'm just
who's
saying.
Who's the middle one then? Who's the middle one if it's not Sue Ellen?
She's got dark hair, but it's kind of like an auburn sort of dark.
Just like Sue Ellen.
Just like Sue Ellen. She knew. She's also 5'9".
Linda Gray.
Zendaya. Fucking bitch. She can play somebody.
Where is the moon right now?
Jeez. Apparently it's an eclipse.
What if this were the whole episode? We never find out anything. None of their love interests.
We just can't get past casting.
Guys, we're so sorry to announce the podcast is no more.
I mean, it's pretty on brand.
This is eclipse season, so, you know, whatever.
You ruined the book with your casting.
Sorry, that's my brain. This is why I don't read.
Literally, can you look? I want to look. I'm literally going to look up where the moon is right now. We're going to have to cut this all out because why are you fighting so much? This is so...
Because our life is in shambles, but not. But it's okay, but it's also like a lot.
Oh my also, God. It's okay, out. But I'm really unwell. Also, for everyone listening, don't worry. Astrology isn't real.
Trigger warning.
It's trigger warning. The sun is in Aries and the moon is in Libra.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Sounds like bad news, bears.
And then it's an eclipse in Aries.
Yeah, the eclipse season is supposed to affect cardinal signs the most. You know what my whole fucking chart is?
Am I a cardinal?
No.
What am I?
Aquarius. You are. What is it? Muted?
Muted.
Why am I blanking? It's fixed signs. Oh, fixed. That's what it is.
Yeah, and I'm like fixed solid Aquarius.
Cardinal and.
Kaka?
I've just forgotten everything.
Did you point at me?
Oh my God.
Little twit.
Okay. Murderer. I'm picturing Dexter until I'm proved differently. Okay.
Is he really?
Great.
God damn. Dexter, gross.
Well, you don't want to bang the murderer. He's
yeah,
the murderer.
Does. Yeah, she does.
Vanessa.
She's like, I've got my book for next week.
Okay. Wait, he's not the love interest?
No.
Oh.
Also, there are three love interests because there's three sisters, so all three of them have lovers.
Oh.
That's how Nora Roberts does it.
I was wondering where this book was going because I was like, there's everywhere. Three sisters and there's a murderer?
Yeah, it's like that old like play, the musical like Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
I was thinking like one murderer for three sisters.
Which, side note, the guy from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers...
I've never
seen
that.
He's in the TV show Dallas and has a thing with Sue Ellen.
What is going on? You are just like 10 for 10 throwing out references that I have.
Tested.
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
But some people will. I'll put in the aesthetic video. It's fine.
And nobody wants to hear about these people.
All right. It's 453 pages. Where do you think the first coming is?
Ooh, 262.
Got it.
159.
Mm. 167.
Wow.
I was so close. 169.
Damn it.
I was so close.
Scrap the episode.
Start it over.
You know, it's funny because we haven't had like a physical book in a while.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you say the number of pages and then that's the book. Like, yeah. It's just
you know what, though? It had, when I looked on Goodreads on my Kindle, because don't worry, Emily, I'm not making you read the actual book because it's so yellow.
I would need my readers, yeah.
Yeah. I got it. It's highlighted. You're ready. It's a bigger font. I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, my Kindle and then Amazon and Goodreads all had it as a different number of pages.
What was the number?
453, 480 something, and
oh,
4.
So it's size,
but
it wasn't that.
It wasn't like huge, no, yeah. But how do we not I'm know how many curious. Pages it is?
When I've gone to Target to drop my little seeds off, pucking around, which again, they prominently display everywhere. And I'm
they
like,
want
this is
you to
so,
know.
But
it's
it is
the
like
biggest book
it's
ever.
It's so big that it flops down. Ooh. Like it can't even hold up straight.
That's what she said.
Oh, wow. Oh, here's Nora Roberts.
Oh, queen.
Let me see her.
She looks like a witch.
Ooh. There you go.
Whoa.
Whoa. She was born in 1950.
Wow.
This is 467 pages.
Okay. So it's like 20 pages off.
Yeah. 20, 30 pages off on everywhere it's listed.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Her stories have fueled the dreams of 25 million readers.
What about the nightmares?
Ooh. We'll find out.
This book is dark. And it doesn't look like it. Look at the cover. It's just three women standing on a ranch. Like, it, in no way does that look like, uh-oh, watch out, because the serial killer also really loves to mutilate animals.
That one in the middle is totally the Shania Twain in the 90s one.
Do you think she heard anything I just said?
No. She never does. Even when she's not doing whatever she was just doing.
Just staring at the picture like a little kid. Like,
Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah, I did good.
She does the music.
So what did you say?
Oh, I literally was going, what do you mean?
Wow. You said this book is fucked up and it's like dark
mutilated
and scary.
The serial
animals.
Killer, before he starts killing people, he kills animals and like mutilates them.
Oh, I don't like that.
Okay, yeah. Does he own the property next door?
No.
Okay, but is there somebody that owns property
yes.
next door?
Ben.
And he is a love interest.
Yeah.
So do they? Are they like, is it something where they're finding like horses and cattle like slaughtered?
Cows, a cat.
A dog.
No.
No dogs.
Good.
There is a line.
Yeah. We would have needed a trigger warning.
The line should be all of them, yeah. But dogs, people lose their minds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good. Yeah, don't do
but,
that.
What are your questions?
Okay, so what happens in this book? Okay.
Thank you for your question, Emily.
So they show up. Is dad? Dad's already dead.
Dad's dead and good riddance. The first line of the book. Where's my notebook? Why am I never ready?
You
dad's
never dead. Have your notebook.
They're
you
in the like
notebook.
Lawyer's office. One smoking a cig. It's the 90s.
It's the 90s.
The other one is, you know, like.
They don't even know about e-cigs yet.
She's just like kind of, she's holding her arm because she's trying to hide a bruise.
She is, yeah. She and tried makeup and everybody can see through it.
Everybody knows.
Everybody
and,
knows.
But they're like, but you know, we're just going to get our money and dip.
Yeah.
And then. Who was the other? What was the other one?
Tess is the screenwriter from Hollywood.
Okay. Demi Moore.
Willa is the one who lives on the ranch. She's 24.
Oh, right. She's Shania Twain.
Yes.
And then the other one is Sue Ellen, who's the abused one.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. I love it. All right. So, they're sitting there waiting. The lawyer comes in.
The very first sentence of the book, being dead didn't make Jack Mercy less of a son of a bitch.
Oh, I love it.
It's a soap opera.
I
you
love it.
You get it? You with me?
It. That son of a
don't
bitch.
Don't put the notebook down.
I had to.
She can only have so many screens and papers in front of her.
Okay.
I didn't have to. That was my lie for the night, and I'll never lie again.
In her pick workstation.
You need it.
Oh my God. So he's a son of a bitch. They're hearing
he's a son
thing.
Of a bitch. He always wanted a son, didn't have any. He didn't stay with his first wife, who Tess's mom, she's a Vegas showgirl.
Ooh.
She's a real hoot. She's bawdy and she's loud and she's like unapologetic, crass. Yeah. Tess is a little embarrassed of her, but then she learns to be like, oh, I love my mom because she loves me. And not all of these girls really had that going for them. So,
okay, yeah. Her mom, it was a difficult relationship.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then second wife, don't remember her name, but Lily's mom, she was a photographer and came to Montana for something, met Jack, had Lily. That marriage didn't work out. She's out of there. She was raised back east.
Okay.
See, I see, like, free spirit, like, model.
She's being abused, though.
No, I know, but I'm...
It's okay. I'm asking.
Models can't be abused?
No. I'm saying, like she's, like, a free spirit. Where,
well, no,
like...
she was talking about the mom.
Oh, yeah.
The mom is a free spirit, yeah.
She's, like, a
flighty.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's from back east. She grew up back east. So if you want to get any of your accents going, you let me know. Willa is the youngest, 24. She, her mom died when she was a baby.
Oh.
So Jack was stuck with her.
So that's why she's Shania Twain.
Was he mean to her?
Yes.
Oh, he's a son of a bitch.
Okay, he wasn't mean to her, but he wasn't ever nice to her.
He treated her like a boy, probably.
No, he treated her cold. Like, just, you need to be tough. I don't want her. I need her to live up to all of my expectations, but also be aware that she's not meeting any of them because she's a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
So she's tough. She's here to, like, she runs the ranch. She's been doing it, like, her whole life. So she assumed that she would inherit because she's been running it. She knows it in and out. Like, that's her life. That's her whole purpose for being.
She's a country girl.
Country girl. And the ranch is like, oh, it's been in our family for generations and it's worth millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, I'll inherit it. And there's a ranch next door that's a pretty similar size. It's, like, not quite as, like, expensive or whatever.
They have a little bit better view.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that is the McKinnons. And they, way back in, like, hundreds of years ago, they were partners with the Mercy people. And then it soured, and then they had their separate ranches.
They had to do their land divide.
And Jack
Mercy's... So that's been...
Yes.
Okay.
Jack Mercy's whole thing was he always wanted the ranches to join again and be, like, the most powerful, whatever. He always thought it sure would be cool if Ben McKinnon and... my daughter Willa married each other so that they would own the ranches together.
Right.
And it didn't happen. And so in his death, in his will, he forced all three of his daughters have to live on the ranch for a year. And what do you know? Ben is the executor and has to, like, approve all of their decisions.
Oh.
So he's trying to force them together. And if he doesn't like Willa, there's two other daughters that
he's
can marry.
Like matchmaking from the grave. Wow. Brody.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But it works.
Sucks. Does it? It does.
It does.
I bet
but
you,
with which sister?
I bet you it's the city girl.
No.
Is it the screenwriter? Or is it Shania Twain?
It's
I don't remember, but I think it's Shania Twain.
The one
it's
that
the youngest Willa. Daughter, the cow,
the one
country
that he
girl.
Was, yeah. that he was they, supposed to.
They grew up next door to each other,
uh-huh.
and they have just been, like, at each other's throats, like,
because they love each other.
Yeah. Because they're soulmates.
Because they don't, they say, I don't hate
you. I just thought that'd be too obvious.
I don't hate you. Yeah. I don't hate you. It's like, you're not pushed in the mud.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, country girl, country boy. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. pretty country much. Country
boy, I love you. That's like yep. a, that's a deep cut Vine. Yep. Talking about MySpace. The fuck?
It was so hard for me not to do that last episode.
Here's your opportunity.
Yeah, I'm back.
I'm really proud of you guys because I'm telling a synopsis and we've talked about a lot of other things.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're like, fuck, now I got to live here because I want my money. And it's a lot of money. So
the terms are, it's like $18 million, $22 million split three ways. The deal of the will is the three daughters all inherit a third of the ranch.
Okay.
They have to live on the ranch within 14 days after the funeral. They have to move in, live on the ranch for one calendar year. They can't leave for more than a week at a time. Like, collectively, total, they can't leave for more than a week.
This is like the Vegas thing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they're stuck. The judge said you had to. Yeah. Sorry. And the executor is actually the lawyer who's reading this will. Uh-huh. His name is Nate. He's another love interest.
Oh, I bet Nate goes with City Girl.
Yeah.
Yep. With the screenwriter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Hmm. So he and Ben are like the executors of this whole situation. And then if something goes wrong, that person's not willing, nobody inherits it. It gets donated to some nature conservatory and each girl gets $100.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jack Mercy's a son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Cold.
Cold.
So he's gonna like hold one of the sisters down in case she tries to leave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the reading of the will, Willa asks, because Tess immediately is like, fuck that, I want my cash. Just give it to me in cash and I'll leave. And then Nate is explaining, no, he specifically, like, he had me write it so that you cannot have any of it unless you live here for a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I'm not doing that. And Willa goes, what if one of us is dead?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Hell, yeah.
Willa is, like, headstrong.
She's leaning up on the ranch. Corner, like, kind of, like, with her, like those cutouts, the silhouettes of the cowboys. And she's got, like, a thing hanging over out of her mouth, a little piece of straw. She's like, what if one of them's dead? It's her spitting.
Dead. Can't wait to hear your accents.
Oh, Willa also has a deep, rusty, sexy voice.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Bro. I can do that. I've been smoking.
I have been on the ranch.
It's the 90s.
All the live 90s. Long day.
Just smoking my Virginia Slims.
I thought you were going to say something else.
ASMR.
What's the middle sister's name?
Middle sister is Lily.
Lily.
Is she like a ranch hand love interest?
Lily, who
she's got the nice guy.
Yes.
The guy that works at the grocery store.
The guy who works with the horses.
Oh, he's a ranch hand.
Yeah, well, he trains all the horses and is like... there's a lot more to that. So for everyone who knows about Montana ranching, sorry for not being super accurate.
Yeah, we don't know anything.
Okay, mm-hmm. We literally don't. But yeah, he trains the horses and handles all the breeding and all of whatever.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Inseminate.
And he's so sweet.
Oh, my God. What did you say?
So then they're like, all right, guess my life doesn't matter where I live, so we'll just move here, yeah. In 2 weeks.
Tess and Willa start, like, yelling at each other at the reading of the will, and Lily starts crying, and Adam, the horse guy, he's like, knock it off.
Why is he there?
Because he is Willa's half-brother.
Oh.
She and Lily share a dad, she and Adam share a mom. So Adam and Lily are not related by blood, but they have a sister in common.
Oh.
It's the 90s. It's a soap opera.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's
weren't all raised together, but Willa and Adam are very close. Adam is like 32.
Okay.
You just took Emily out.
I know.
that was her floating away.
Not the last time it'll happen.
Haunches.
Yeah.
I was just cheesing with Shania Twain and then Sue you Ellen. Went, oh. Okay.
You flirted. I'm not going to cut that out. I want to make it louder.
It's fine. It's fine. Do it again.
Whenever something else comes up, I'm sure I will have to peace out again.
Okay, for now. His name is Adam Wolfchild.
There she goes.
That's a half face.
That's a half fade.
I believe he's half Native American.
Ooh, I love it. I'm back in. She's back in. Okay.
Ally.
Because I was about to say, ally. I was about to say, unless he's Native. Like, that's a weird
last
name.
Let's see. Let's see if I lose you again. Tess, in her mind at the funeral, she's like, she's the screenwriter. So she's like, this is this character and this is this character for all the people in the room. Me.
No, it's not.
I'm the screenwriter.
She refers to Adam in her head as a noble savage.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it the 60s? Like, what fuck is this? The 1860s?
Well,
like,
Tess is closed-minded. She's a city girl.
She doesn't.
Those Californians, you can't trust them.
Yeah. Don't let them in.
Yeah.
Too late.
All right. We've got the guy. So, like, half Native American guy.
Mm-hmm. So, the whole book is the whole year on the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
So, it ends with, like, how it ends.
Yes.
Okay.
So, the descriptions for how do they describe Horse Boy?
Horse Boy is 5'10".
Okay.
He is 32 or 33, I don't remember. And I can't reach my notebook, Vanessa. I can't do it.
She can't face out.
All right.
I have too many things.
All right.
Yeah, and he looks half Native American. He's got longer dark hair, dark eyes.
Oh, right. So he's the horse one.
He's very gentle. He's very...
So Willa's mom...
Yes.
...was with a Native American man.
Willa's mom is Native American.
Right.
But half, so maybe... I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Adam looks more Native American than Willa does.
Okay.
Somehow.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't know the name, but I watched that series Dark Winds on AMC. What?
Yet another reference that I don't know.
I don't know. It was good. And then every now and then you go, oh, that was weird acting. Mm. But anyways, I'm picturing like one of the actors on it. I don't know. Just Native American guy. I don't know.
There you go. Love it. So that's Adam. Nate the lawyer.
Nate the lawyer. Okay.
Also owns a ranch. So he's a lawyer for all the ranch fellas.
Oh,
like his practice is in Montana.
Just imagine like a really like uptight businessman on a horse.
It's the opposite. Yeah. You don't, when you meet him, you're like, that's a cowboy. And then you go, you got a brain on you. What?
Yeah.
What incarnation? Okay.
Mm-hmm. He is 6'6".
Oh.
He is described as a young Jimmy Stewart.
Oh.
It's your grandma's smut.
Yeah.
Right.
Jimmy Stewart was really handsome.
Sure. There you go.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Jim... what do we picture? Oh, you know what?
I couldn't tell you. Zendaya?
Glenn Powell.
Barbara's upset. She's going to throw up.
You know, he seems like a young Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart didn't even like tap dance. I was thinking of someone else. But
after this, I'm not speaking the rest of the episode.
I'm just done.
Who else would it be? Unless, or we're going to
picture.
Anyone. I can't even picture a young Jimmy Stewart. I'm just picturing It's a Wonderful Life. Jimmy Stewart was like, oh, well.
Oh, my God.
Now he was in every movie. That moon for you.
Him and, so Tess can be Katharine Hepburn. And they all just look weird voices.
Just all their weird, like, scraggly voices.
I'm not going to look at Emily when I say this.
Oh.
But Nate does have blue eyes and blonde hair. Peace out, Emily.
I'm back in.
Get out. Okay, and Ben, thank you for asking, Vanessa.
this is a two-person podcast now.
Ben is 5'10", dark hair, and green eyes.
Okay.
And he looks weathered like a cowboy. I don't know what the fuck that means. Could you be quiet?
Put your AirPods in.
Okay. At first, I was thinking I'm going to try to make this good of like picturing the guy from that of the book that I liked that you did with the real estate agent. Something Christmas.
Geo.
A Sinner's Promise.
Yeah.
Something Christmas.
What was his last name? Mark to Christmas or something?
No, I kept saying Geo.
Oh, Christmas. Christmasina.
Christmastina.
Christmastina.
So we could do Christmastina.
I cannot believe we understood what she was saying. That's how I talk to Eric, and he just looks at me like, what?
She's a translator.
So we could do him because he's handsome.
We should do merch that's Christmasina with like four faces, and then it's just like Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Christmas
Tina. Yeah. But then when you said weathered, went to Tommy Lee Jones. Because it's the 90s.
Why?
Because it's the 90s, and I keep picturing
he was that, like, weathered when he was born.
I think that in my head, I'm like, what would my mom picture at this time?
All and right.
These are the people.
Okay.
Other than Glenn Powell. We can recast Glenn Powell. If you'll talk to me again, we can.
Oh, but we have to keep Tommy Lee Jones and Sue Ellen.
Yeah. Is it Sue Ellen or I don't know.
It's like Bridges of Madison County. It's like the worst fucking smut ever.
Robert Redford. He's a good, handsome,
let's throw Paul Newman in there too.
Yeah.
Let's do Paul Newman
instead
good.
Of Glenn Powell.
Paul Newman is prettier, but I think I'd want to be with Robert Redford.
Yeah.
Great.
Great.
Let's cast them both.
They can be interchangeable.
I love it.
We've got three guys.
One of them is the murderer.
Oh, wait, what?
No. I'm so sorry.
No.
I just meant Paul Newman or Robert Redford can be the murderer, not one of the lovers.
Do we know what the murderer looks like?
I think
it's Massimo from The Wedding
Planner. Oh, you know what? It's like if a human man were a capybara, and so it's Glenn Powell.
Oh, okay.
A lamp.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, so we'll do the murderer as Glenn Powell, since we hate him.
I guess I'll allow that.
We don't want him anywhere near our fucking books.
He's everywhere.
He's fucked up.
Yeah.
We should watch that movie that he's in with Sydney Sweeney, just to see what all the hubbub is about.
That's what they want from
you. I
think
the hubbub is about each other.
That's what they want you to do. That's why we're talking about it. That's why he's everywhere. That's why he's like infiltrated our brains, even though we don't care about him or like him.
Glenn, if you subscribe to our Patreon at the Pleasure Dom tier, I will cast you in every book that we do.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Glenn.
Can't make any promises.
Patreon.com/clutchmypearlspod. That's it. Thanks, Glenn. You got the money. Support Austin.
What are the other questions?
Anyway, so where does a murderer come in? They move in. And do they have any sort of, like, eyes for these guys? Or they're just like, we're just going to get through this, whatever.
We're just going to get through this, whatever.
No one has previous crushes.
No. Ben and Willa grew up next to each other. Ben has a younger brother, Zach. And when they were teenagers, Willa and Zach dated for a bit and, like, only ever really kissed.
Okay.
But Ben is, like, teasing her, like, oh, yeah, I bet I'm a better kisser than my brother. And she's like, but you're not. Like, they're very, like, banter but, like, mean to each other. But, like, not in a way that's, like, appealing. It's just, like...
I hate you.
Like they think they hate each other, but they don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't.
They don't hate each other.
They do not.
So
the murderer.
When does a murderer?
The murderer comes in because they find. Okay, so the first time that Ben is not able to go to the funeral. So the first time you see Willa and Ben interacting, and they're kind of the main couple, but whatever. The first time you see them interacting is when he's out riding a horse, checking the lines.
Oh, yeah, checking the fences.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then that's a thing. He hears a gunshot and then a second one, and then he finds Willa, and she has just killed a grizzly bear that is like 10 feet away from her. And he's like, holy shit. Like, yeah, girl.
Dang.
It made it move.
I mean, he was like, I know she can take care of herself, but damn, that would have been problematic. But of course, she's got this.
She's got this. Yeah.
So then they skin and like parse up the meat of the bear. And that's their first conversation. It's a pretty nasty book. And then she starts talking when they're like riding back and she goes, I smell something dead. Don't you smell it? And he's like, no. Like, what? And then they'll go find a mutilated cow. And they're like, ugh. And
like, the bear didn't do this.
At first, they were like wolves. And then he was like, a man did this. I know knife marks when I see him.
Yeah.
It's very, oh my God.
I love it.
Yeah.
Because he knows.
And then the next time they run into, like, uh-oh, something's wrong, was when they were doing that thing where he loves to be like, oh, maybe you should just kiss me. Maybe we should just get this over with and get married, because he loves needling her, because then she freaks out and yells at him and he actually is super crushing on her and thinks it's really hot when she's angry.
But she doesn't feel the same way in her
head.
She
sure wishes that she didn't, but they have a lot of sexual chemistry and it's tension, and it's not because they hate each other. It's because they both actually do really want each other.
Of course.
She doesn't want to need anyone and she doesn't want to be vulnerable ever.
Of course. She country grew girl. Up that way. Country so girl.
So he knows that he can't try to woo her. Mm. He has to needle her into being like, I hate you, but also I love you.
Yeah. Oh.
So they're almost going to kiss, and then they hear screaming. Mm. And then on the porch, Lily, fragile flower model, Sue Ellen. Yeah.
Yeah.
She sees a dead cat mutilated, missing its head.
Ooh.
On the porch. It's nasty. Like, that's
on
what
the way home from the cow?
No, this is like the screaming. They hear Sue Ellen screaming.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh my God, like, what's something's wrong? Holy, let's go get her. She's weak. She can't handle herself like I can against a bear.
Yes.
So Shania Twain and the guy from Dark Winds.
Are you Willa?
No, I'm talking like I'm everybody.
I'm Robert Redford.
I'm the cat without a head.
I was going to say, I'm the grizzly bear.
So they're like, come on, let's go. Are they on horses and they like gallop over there? Or are they in like a car or a little golf cart?
I'd love to tell you. Where are they going?
To the porch where they hear her screaming.
They're inside. They don't need horses.
I thought they were like maybe like processing the bear.
They get the horse from the kitchen.
Well, I guess because they were like, I thought they were like cutting up the bear and stuff. But they were in the kitchen. I thought maybe they were like a barn.
She skips around.
I got to condense because I haven't told you about Bess, about the guy named Ham Hamilton, who's like her pseudo father. I haven't told you about Jim Brewster or Pickles or Wood. Or I mean, like, there's so much shit in this
Pickles?
Book. His name is Pickles.
Wood.
His name is Meat.
Pickled Wood.
Okay. Sorry. I'll try not to interrupt as much. I will.
No, I love it. Okay.
I'm gonna.
Good. I knew you were. Next thing is
Cat with no head on.
Cat with no head. Yep. Check. And like in the meantime, there's like life on the ranch. Tess works with the chickens and she hates it. Mm. And then she faints when she accidentally comes into like the big barn building where they're castrating the new cows.
Ugh.
Steers. I don't fucking know. The boys.
Yeah. Which that sounds so like barbaric.
That's what Tess says. Yeah.
And whenever, side note, personal note, I took my child, Albert, my doggy.
He's like, where is this going?
To go, like, get, like, a consultation for, like, his little, like, nose surgery. And then to get him fixed at the same time.
Yeah.
She kept calling it his castration. And I'm like, no, it's like dramatic. He's getting fixed. Like, it's just like, but she kept saying castration. And I was just like, ugh.
Let's put a positive spin on this.
Yeah. He's fixed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, or just like when we cut his balls out, like that's better than just like castration. But she was using that technical term this morning. That's so crazy.
Maybe she works with farm animals as well.
I mean, she's a vet.
Sure, there you go. They see babies too.
That's true.
Yeah.
They take care of Cammy.
But then earlier you said you took Albie to the doctor. And you go, oh, I mean the vet. Oh,
whatever. They're interchangeable.
They're interchangeable. And my child is a dog. I birthed him all four legs.
Yeah,
and
it was pretty gnarly.
Yeah. It was crazy.
I wish you hadn't sent me the video.
Oh my God.
Anyway, watch part it. Of it. So they're castrating the cows.
Yeah, they are. And Tess faints. And Nate, 6'6". Carries her all the way back.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's the lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're flirting real good.
So that's Robert Redford.
Sure.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't know.
Or it's Paul Newman.
Mm, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought lawyer ended up with the screenwriter.
Yes.
So who's the tall blonde guy?
The lawyer. Nate.
Okay. But Nate doesn't end up with Sue Ellen.
Sue Ellen's with the horse.
Sue Ellen's the one that's been abused.
She's with the horse guy.
She's with the horse man.
Oh, I thought that... Country. Okay. No, Shania Twain ends up with the neighbor. But Shania Twain was processing the bear.
She's writing her hit songs and I'm agreeing with you.
I need fucking dolls when there's more than
Shania Twain. So that you don't have to listen and you can just play with your dolls and then you go, okay, where's the scene?
Shania Twain is Willa.
Right.
And she's with Ben, the neighbor.
But she wasn't checking lines with Ben. She was checking lines with...
Incorrect.
Oh.
That's where we got...
Yeah, we're way past that.
Okay, I think I was picturing Shania Twain was the one that found the bear.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, you're right.
But when
Country Girl.
Listeners,
I'm following.
What singers are you picturing?
They chopped up the meat.
Yeah.
And then she kissed. They kissed.
And Willa, Shania Twain. The two of them.
The neighbor was helping with the meat. I was picturing a horse boy with her checking the lines. Okay.
No.
There you go.
Thank
We're
you.
We're good? Okay.
Yes.
Love it. What else happens next? Do you remember?
I don't know.
No, I've never read this, but.
Vanessa, take it away.
Vanessa, what do you think? They're finding these dead animals.
They sure are.
And they're starting to build connections with the other men.
We're good. Excellent. you just inceptioned me. I'm back on. Okay. Nope, I lost it again. God, I'm bad at this.
No, you're good. I just keep distracting you.
Okay. There's a night where there's a lot of ranch hands who work there and live on the ranch.
Yeah.
And one of them named Pickles. he's a little sexist. And he's like, I don't take orders from you, Willa. And she's like, you damn sure do. And then says, go take a walk and cool off. And so he goes and takes a walk.
And he gets killed.
He comes across the murderer, Robert Redford Paul Newman.
Oh. His full name. We hate him. That's where Glenn Powell.
Comes across Glenn Powell. And Glenn Powell's like, you should... You should watch Anyone But You. And he's like, what is Netflix? It's 1996. Yeah.
So wait, he just sees him walking around on the property?
He sees him mutilating another cow and goes, what? Why? What? And the guy goes, because I can, because I like it. And then he kills Pickles.
Oh, no. Pickles.
Scalps him, pulls out his organs, all kinds of nasty stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. And Nora... she writes from the perspective of like a lot of the characters. It's never first person, but she'll switch in between. So you have chapters that are like
Pickle's point of view.
He loved the smell of the blood. Like the murderer point of view. And it's just he. So you don't know who it is.
Ooh.
Because it's one of the characters on the ranch.
Wow. Not Pickle's.
Wait, you said that earlier. And
it's
you
not
said
one of the lovers.
She named like 12 people. She named me.
It's not one of the lovers. Okay. And it's not Pickle's, who is now very much dead.
Yeah.
It's not one of the women.
Correct. It's a man.
Right. Because he loves
It's her dad.
He's dead. So and he was sick. He wasn't murdered. Okay, let's keep it on track. Like we ever could. Yeah, and then Willa comes across the dead body. And she's like, oh, shit. And she's out in her truck, which she calls a rig, which I thought was very funny.
I like that.
Yeah, we're in character. Set the scene. She it's honks like an her.
Old Chevy.
There you go. She honks her horn because Ben, neighbor, Paul Newman. I don't know who the fuck. You do your own
neighbor
thing.
Is Christmas Tina.
Oh, it is? I thought we were just talking about Christmas Tina. Okay.
Because he's weathered.
He's
Tommy Lee Jones.
Fucking no.
There's too many people.
There's two. I'm so confused.
E.T.?
Ugh.
Yes. E.T. is...
There's Dark Winds guy, which is horse boy.
I don't.
There's Robert Redford / Paul Newman, who is hot lawyer man.
Oh, that's the lawyer. Okay, yeah.
And then there's Christmas Tina / Tommy Lee Jones,
Vanessa's
neighbor.
Gonna get her note cards out. Okay. Willa finds the body, honks her horn because she knows that Ben, whoever the fuck he is nearby. He rides up on the horse.
Christmas Tina.
And then Willa, who is very shaken by this because it's a dead person, you know?
Yeah.
And he's looking real gross. She like immediately goes to like hug him and like buries her face in his chest. And
so Sue Ellen.
He's like, oh my God, it's not Sue Ellen.
Which one is Willa?
Shania Twain. Okay.
Shania Twain.
She seems like she'd be more tough than that.
Is distraught. Well,
but she loves pickles. She grew up with pickles.
She doesn't love pickles.
She told him to go get the fuck out of here.
And then he died. So she's like feeling like, oh my God.
It's her fault.
And his organs are everywhere in the snow and his scalp is gone. And
when
he's
you
dead.
Said that she hugged him, I thought you meant she hugged pickles.
Yep.
Once again, welcome to ADHD Book Club.
They're all the killers.
They're all Shania Twain.
ADHD Book Club. Yep.
She hugged Ben.
Yes. Okay. She hugged the horse.
Oh, that horse is probably upset.
Turns out also, remember Lily Sue Ellen's ex-husband?
He's back. Oh, he's the killer.
He found Lily. He knew where she was going to be, and he got a job at Ben's ranch right across the way before she even showed up. He dyed his hair. And he's been stalking her, sees her starting to get close to Adam, and he has chapters where he's like, I know she's getting money, and I'm going to get my share, and also how fucking dare she think that she can get away from me.
Oh, my God. But she doesn't even know that he's there.
Not yet.
Because he keeps his head turned, or he
gets killed.
He does. So. He kidnaps Lily. Oh. And then they all go out with their hounds and horses and go try to find her. He, like, ran away up into the mountains. But he's an ex-Marine, but he's never been in Montana and hasn't lived in the snow. So they're like, he's like, it's a blizzard. Like,
is it something where they're like, we'll get everybody, we'll assemble a search, and then they'll be like, where's Mike, you know? And then, like, Mike's gone, too.
They realized it was him because I don't remember the exact details because there's so much that happens in this book. But somebody realizes that he is the ex.
Okay.
Like, he has to, like, knock someone out or something like that. And they're like, oh, shit, it was him. And now Lily's gone. It's him. And so at this point, Adam and Lily are all, like, very much in love.
Ooh.
And so he's very distraught.
Yeah.
And so they go to find her.
Yeah.
And they do find her. And when they find her, it's all very tense.
He's like, I'm going to sue the shit out of you with my lawyer skills.
No, he's the first guy.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Yeah, he is. Never mind.
As I was saying. Emily, peace out.
Oh, yeah.
She never came back. Oh, my God.
Okay, horse guy. I'm back in.
Horse guy. They're up in a cave, and then they're like, oh, my God, we found her. She comes stumbling out of the cave, and it turns out whoever the killer is killed the ex-husband.
Hell, yeah. To save her.
Lily woke up. She's been saved, and she's like, holy shit. The guy's all mutilated next to me. And it, like, comes running out, and then they all happen to find her at that exact moment. It's pretty good timing.
Lily's
and
so, murder.
Did they think that she did it?
No.
Okay.
She should have.
It's the 90s.
She'd be fine with it if she did.
Women don't know about murder.
Ashley Judd.
Ooh!
For all of them.
Yeah.
She's so talented.
She's good.
Anyway. Double Jeopardy.
Oh, that works. Double Jeopardy with Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, and Winona Judd.
Anyway.
Would be the sister.
No, stop.
one
Judd.
We can't have the Judds.
So they realized, like, okay, for a while there, they were thinking that the ex, because there was a scene where, like, he tried to kidnap her or something, and oh, that's what it was, because they all caught him, and Adam had a gun on them, and then he was like, I don't have a clean shot, and he let the guy take Lily, and he was, like, really beating himself up for it, so they knew he had him the whole time, like I said.
Okay. But then he gets killed by the serial killer.
They are assuming for, like, 14 seconds that they're, like, finding peace in their mind that he must have been the one who's murdering all the animals and pickles.
So why was he protecting the girls? Or Lily?
Great question. Mystery. Do you want me to tell you, or do you want me to tell you the rest of the book? It doesn't matter. Because...
Let's get to the fucking, too.
Yeah.
I just realized that I'm so into the story.
Emily's back in.
I'm like, oh, wait, they fuck.
Where's it at? Okay.
Is it Tommy Lee Jones? Is that who we're reading?
It's Robert Redford, Paul Newman, and I don't know who at this point.
Chris Messina.
The
screenwriter?
Yeah.
Demi Moore.
It's Demi Moore. And then potentially Ashley Judd.
Oh.
No, Ashley Judd is
She's
Lily.
Trying to recast
Sue Ellen.
Justice for Sue Ellen. You know, she had it rough on Dallas.
Justice for Sue Ellen on Dallas. Yep.
Okay. Let's be back in.
We're back in. Where the hell were we?
Everywhere. Lily's husband got killed.
Lily's husband got killed, and they're like, oh, no. And then there's another scene where Adam and Willa and Ben are out riding, and then they're getting shot at, and they're like, oh, fuck. And Adam gets shot in the leg, and it's all very dramatic.
Who shoot them?
It was the ex-husband.
Oh.
He was an ex-Marine, and he is angry at Adam for being with his wife, who's actually his ex-wife, but he's crazy.
Obviously pre-murder.
Yeah. Pre-cave.
Who's the Glenn Powell?
Yeah.
Big reveal, he's one of the ranch guys who's lived there his entire life. His name's Jim Brewster. Turns out he also is Jack Mercy's child.
Jesus Christ, Jack.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, Jack. But his
son
mom.
Of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Glad he's dead.
There you go. His mom was never his wife.
Uh-huh.
So he never got anything, and he's real bitter about it, and he's out of his goddamn mind.
Right, right. He's been huffing gasoline in the shed.
Something went wrong in his, I don't know, deprived of oxygen at birth or some shit. I don't know. But
he finally got a son, and he was
he didn't. Yeah, but it, he like sucked. Didn't ever.
Did he know?
Yes, but he never like claimed him.
Mm.
So he's real bitter about that.
So it's probably like an affair.
But he saves Lily because he's like, that's my sister.
Interesting.
But then at the end of the book, he ends up kidnapping Willa as well because she finds out that it's him, and she's like, I'm not gonna let you get away with this. And he's like, you're gonna come away with me. And he's like, he like kind of half wants to like convince her, like, no, I'm your family. And she's half like, I gotta just like make him think that like he's like winning me over. But then he sees through it and almost kills her. And we're really
he's not all the way there.
I mean, obviously really, he's killing everybody.
I don't know where he is, but he's not all the way there.
Nah, I'm picturing
Glenn Powell.
No, oh, right. He's Glenn Powell. But I feel like with this craziness, what's the guy, Sam Rockwell? Mm. He plays that like really like.
Sam Rockwell?
Right?
Don't you dare.
I mean, he's a
cast Sam Rockwell. What's that? He's out of his mind and I'm so in love with him.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. For sure, but he
would play, never hurt a cat.
No, he could play that part really well because he's such a great actor.
But should he have to?
Like, I'm thinking, like,
good for
I'm
him.
Thinking yeah. Sam Rockwell in, like, the fucking Green Mile. Like,
oh, I haven't seen it. Again. Okay. Again. Holy shit. If you need one thing I've seen. Okay. Oh, it's all very dramatic because Willa is leaving, like, her earrings for tracking because they're tracking her.
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah. You know that? And Ben, at this point, who's deeply in love with Willa and vice versa, because this is like the climax of the, you know, he finds the earrings and they're tracking. And then it's like this, it's like the exact same fucking thing where like they're in a cave and he's got her and he's got a knife to her throat or whatever. And
he knows his land. He grew up here.
He sure did.
Why are you talking like that?
Because she's got the
I'm getting sexy ready. Willa voice. Because I haven't had a sip of water in 4 seconds. Sorry.
4 seconds. ADHD book club. Okay.
Sorry, am I speaking better now? Because I was also really invested in the story. It's that's just, probably why. But just, I forgot that I had a microphone.
It was really sultry is all I was
what,
saying.
What else happened?
What happened next?
Wow. Okay. So, big climax. Ben, whoever he is. He, the neighbor, okay? He gets up, he finds her. And because it was
Chris
always,
Christina.
Chris Christina. And it was always that. No, I don't like that casting. It was also the thing. I really don't like that casting. Sam Rockwell. No, he's all wrong. For
he's
it.
Not crazy.
He is like, Will has been taken. Oh, shoot. That's real bad. And then everyone's like, we got to assemble and like figure out a plan and get the dogs and da da da. And he's like, fuck that. I'm going now. And so he goes and finds her alone. And everybody else is like, I don't know, 20 minutes behind him. But 20 minutes makes a real difference because he's about to kill her. And then he can hear them like screaming at each other in this cave. And he's like climbing like, oh, my God, stop antagonizing him because I don't know if I'm going to make it in time and he's going to kill you.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, it's... Because
he's crazy.
He sure is. And...
on the edge of my seat.
I know. And then Ben has his gun. He's a cowboy gunslinger. Right? Yeah. He's got his gun.
Probably got one in his boot, too.
Maybe a rifle. Maybe a gun. I don't know. It's an AK-47 and he's got it on the guy.
It's a Tommy gun. Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, she... Okay. What's his face? Jim Sam Rockwell is hiding behind Willa, and no, we're gonna follow through on this one. I'm gonna finish this fucking sentence.
Yes, yeah, Sam Rockwell.
No. He has the gun on the guy, but he can't get a good shot. And Willa is just like staring at him, like communicating with her eyes, like "I love you forever, like I'm gonna miss you," but also like "Shoot him, fucking do it." Like, yes, I trust you. I know that you are an amazing shot because he's a cowboy. And
she's like, "You got this, go, girls."
She's back.
Boom! I'm back.
I can't. That better be the song for the aesthetic video.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's so many. I've been like, even, it's
going to be the longest aesthetic video.
I like how somebody the other day said that the aesthetics are just 100% all of Emily's references. I'm like, yeah, who do you think makes the video?
Well, like, so this weird. Is what I was thinking about. This is what I took away from it. This
I'm
is
like, you should use this picture. She's like, nope.
Don't remember that.
I don't even try. Doesn't matter. Oh my God. Okay. In his head. No, come on. Haven't even gotten to
she's smut. Saying, like, let's go, girls. And he's still like,
let's go, girls. Get a and shot. He's like, yeah. This is my song. Yeah. He's real fucking nervous because it's the love of his life and, like, the stakes are pretty high. One shot, really. And so he takes the shot and Willa doesn't even blink. And it's right between the guy's eyes and he dies.
Wow. Guys, good shot.
And everybody's happily ever after.
Let's fight.
So who are we,
Bernie,
who are
I'm we so reading sorry. About?
Who are we reading about?
We are reading Tess, the screenwriter, and Nate, the lawyer cowboy fella.
Okay.
Demi Moore and...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, the young Jimmy Stewart, yeah.
Paul Newman. Still living Jimmy Stewart. Anyway, Tess at first thinks that Nate is just like... like a ranch hand, and she's like, he's not that smart, but he's real hot, and like he's a lawyer, but like, what kind of law are you really practicing right, out here like, in this middle like, of nowhere?
Town law, yeah.
And he's real calm and real like stoic, but like kind. Mm-hmm. And he's the one who's explaining it to Tess. She's like, God, Will is like so fucking rude and unfriendly to us. And he's like, okay, I just need you for like a quick second. Picture, you spend your entire life working on something. Suddenly you realize it's being taken away from you. And even if you get to keep it, huge chunks of it are being taken away. Yeah. And also the people who get it while doing nothing, you have to do all of the work because you're the only one who knows how to do it.
Yeah.
And then they get 2/3 of it by just hanging out for a year. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I get it, and that's not my fault. And he goes, yeah, it's not hers either. So that's how really, like, bridges Tess and Willa. Yeah. And actually, they bond the most over Lily Sue Ellen. Mm-hmm. They're like, we got to take care of her. And then she's they all, like, bond. And it's, like, cute. It's, like, a nice sister sort of thing.
Do you think that that's when Shania Twain sings that, like, black eyes, I don't need them. Blue tears, give me freedom. And it's, like, about leaving an abusive relationship.
Never heard that song.
Oh, it's so good. And then the other ones where it's like, whose bed have your boots been under?
I heard that song.
Anyways, that was a karaoke portion of this.
That wasn't the only one, though. This is several. Also, Willa is a virgin.
Oh.
She's out. Peace out.
She didn't really want to be. She tried her whole life to not be seen as it. She's like the epitome of like I prefer hanging out with the guys. Like I need to prove myself. I'm one of the guys. I'm not going to be vulnerable. Guys, it's 1996 sluts, Montana. Pick me, girl. Yeah.
Peace.
And Ben, he thinks that she has, you know, been there, done that. And then when she blurts out like no, he's like, oh fuck, I should change my approach. Well, I'm going to be your first. So you let me know when you're ready.
Oh, shit. That's hot. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there.
You're back in?
I'm back in.
We're floating around.
We're seeing what's up.
Surfing the cosmos.
Surfing the cosmos, man.
Seeing where she comes back in.
Flowing in that Montana sky.
So the scene that we are reading, keep it together, is Tess and the Nate. Lawyer.
Is this the first coming?
Yes.
Obviously for her, but like of the book.
Yes.
Obviously this is her first coming ever.
No. Tess is not a virgin.
Demi Moore, not Willa, not okay. Shania Twain. Shania Twain's the virgin.
God damn it.
Oh, okay.
Tess is not a virgin. She's the one
sex scene.
Yes. Yeah. So the setup here is that...
Does Will lose her virginity in the book?
Yes. Wow. And the sisters help her get ready and go, no, I have a dress you should borrow. You should do like...
They're going to say something else.
What?
The sisters help.
Oh my God. Like present her.
It's a soap opera.
They have to watch.
That's olden times. It's the 90s.
It's the first time.
They like have a ceremony. Witness. Oh God. It's like some like, there's like some, I don't remember. We can also cut this. It's fucking gross.
Nope.
I don't know which religion it is, but it's like something where it's like the blood and the sheets on there, like the wedding night.
We're definitely cutting it out. Oh, yeah. Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Mm. Something of where that's like how they like prove that she was a virgin.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I feel like that's in a lot of...
It's referenced a lot, obviously. Yeah. But do they talk about that in here?
No.
Which loses her virginity? Like that?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, they're doing all kinds of other weird stuff.
This
so,
isn't
like,
Game of Thrones.
I don't know. She's a virgin.
Yeah, but they have what science even is in a 1996. Know. They know the hymen's broken through fucking horseback riding.
I thought you were saying they know the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, like, and she does ride horses a lot.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm still floating the cosmos.
Hey, if you're still here, thank you.
Hey,
what's up? Not everybody bleeds their first time is what
this
I'm
saying.
This
is my favorite, my new favorite episode.
Oh, God. I'm excited for everyone to hate it and hate me.
Oh.
I know.
Lieberman. Yeah. Yes. You're getting a little like, what if everyone hates me?
Yeah.
What if they don't?
Oh, peace out.
Okay. So the scene, they've been here for a while. They, like, I think it's, like, October when they first, like, all move in together. And then by Christmas, Tess is like, I'm tired of fucking waiting for Nate, who casually, did I mention that he casually mentions, oh, yeah, I went to Yale. And she's like, oh, shit.
She's back in.
So she decides, I need to go get him because he's not making a move and I want to have sex and he's hot. So let's do this.
Okay.
And so
she's worthy all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, he's got student loan debts.
Her whole thing is the day after a year is up, I will be back in Hollywood.
Okay.
I cannot wait to get the fuck out of here. So she's not looking for anything lasting, but she is looking at this 6'6".
Good time.
Of course.
Robert Redford, Paul Newman situation and going, yes, please.
It'll help the time go faster.
She goes over to his house to give him his Christmas gift, which is like a poetry book. And he's like, wow.
I'm out.
You're back out. Man, you're just like traveling a lot. Okay, let me grab it for you.
Poetry book.
I don't remember how much.
So she gives him the gift and then he.
And then gives him another gift.
Ooh. Or he gives her a gift. Ooh. And it's not his dick wrapped. In his back.
I highlighted more than like we needed because I wanted to really sell the vibe of this is smut from 1996.
Ooh. From Boy and Girl View.
And it's, there you go.
And so is he country?
He's
like, he's a young Jimmy Stewart, right?
Yeah, and also Montana cowboy who just happened to go to Yale and loves Keats.
Well, hello, Miss Mercy. Tension whipped into him, and he saw her there, snow still lightly dusted over her hair and the shoulders of her coat. That tension increased when he saw the secret female smile on her lips.
You're back out.
I'm back out.
Back out. Don't like that.
Secret
feminine wiles.
The secret female smile on her lips.
Literally, that is when I paused and said, how old was Nora Roberts when she wrote this? Because what the fuck? Again, she's born in 1950, so we're going with a lot of misogyny of, like, those women are mysterious creatures.
Yeah, and I mean, you think about the women that are reading it, too. Like, in the 90s, there are also 60-year-olds that were reading it.
Yeah.
You know.
Me and all of Eric's elder family members.
But he leaned back in his chair like a man perfectly at ease. This is a pleasant surprise. Why the hell was she looking at him as though she was already licking the remains of him from her lips? Is this a social visit, Tess? Or do you need a lawyer? Smoking a cig. It's in my mind. She's going to be smoking a cig.
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
Completely social. She draped her coat over the back of a chair, then eased
a hip.
I thought
she was there to fuck.
Yeah, she's there to fuck.
Where did we lose you?
She's just like, it's this a social is visit. Social.
Oh,
this,
social. So this is social. Okay, 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 okay.
Social okay. visit.
She's social. She's okay. talking with her sig.
This is a conjugal
she's
visit.
She's got the sunnies half down. Mm-hmm. She's Demi Moore now and then.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, the little glasses.
She draped her coat over the back of a chair, then eased a hip onto the corner of his desk, letting the skirt slide sneakily up her thigh.
What a whore, right?
Slut. It's probably a long skirt,
she's got
too.
Thighs? Wow.
Reaching over, she picked up the package she'd put on the desk. I guess she's more like Merry Christmas.
She's from California?
So just like talks normal.
Oh my God, Merry Christmas.
Oh my God.
I love it so much.
Which is like Demi Moore and now and then, which is like dark and gothy and just like, oh my God. Merry Christmas, Nate. I'm a sucker for presents, he told her, and ripped the paper off when he saw the book. He teetered between being faintly embarrassed and gently moved. I'm a sucker for Keats, too.
What's a Keats? What's Keats?
The author. Poet.
Oh.
Vanessa is horned up. I'm looking over and she's like, can't sit still. Like she loves it.
She's a sucker for Keats.
Yeah, so is Vanessa. I can tell. You think I can't tell? Oh my God. You heard the way he ripped that package off the wrapping paper.
The paper. You're like, So I hear. I thought when you read it, you might think of me. He lifted his eyes to hers. I managed to think of you without visual aids.
Okay, you just went Forrest Gump.
I
know the reference. All right.
I felt it. Do you? She inched closer, leaning down so that she could take hold of his loosened tie. And what do you think? I think at the moment you're trying to seduce me. I tried to get him a little bit more grizzled.
Okay.
You sound like a douche.
I know, I can't.
But it's a man. She can't help it. She has to.
Like a rugged douche.
You're so quick, so smart. She laughed and slid into his lap. And so right.
Naughty.
One quick tug on the tie and she had his mouth on hers.
They're not even married.
His hands closed over her breasts. The warmth. Like, so he just went like that to her?
Okay. He's just like, wow.
He just fit. His hands closed over her breasts, the warm, full weight of them. And when she shifted to straddle him, his hands moved around to cup her bottom.
Her bottom. Goodness.
If I had to go another week without your hands on me, I'd have screamed. She fastened her teeth low on his neck. I'd rather scream with them on me. He still hadn't managed to breathe, but his hands were busy enough, pushing that short, snug skirt of the dress up her hips, finding the delight of firm, bare skin over the lacy tops of stockings. Oh, she's wearing like thigh highs.
It's the 90s? I don't know.
We can't hear. Wait, we can't hear. He went back to her breasts, unable to decide where he needed to touch first.
Like he's frisking her.
Yeah. He's saying we can't hear, like we can't have sex in my office because they're in his office at his desk.
For sure. They should.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Upstairs, he managed as he savaged her mouth. I'll take you upstairs. Here, she threw back her head as his lips ran down her throat. He had a wonderful mouth. She'd been sure of it. Right here, right now. On the verge of exploding already, she dragged at his belt. Hurry, the first time, fast. We'll worry about the finesse later. He was with her there, hard as steel, aching, desperate. He dragged the dress down far enough to find those lovely...
Dump them out!
The lovely full breasts spilling out over the top of a low-cut black bra.
When did we go to Jersey?
Dump them out, babe. Because I get all the accents with them. Because they're dumping them.
They're dumping them.
He nipped the bra down with his teeth, then used them on her. It was a shock. She'd always considered herself healthily sexual. But when the busy mouth of her flesh shot her over the edge without a net, her body bucked, her mind spun. God, oh my God, letting her head fall back, she absorbed that first full delightful orgasm. More, now. So she came just from him.
She came because he put his mouth on her tit once.
Yeah.
It's the 90s.
He dumped him out. And she's like, oh my God, I came love the right way away. You
dump him this out. Is why people have the wrong idea about.
This is what like their mm-hmm. this is what young Barbaras were reading and like that their mothers, but I'm saying like of like where you're like, oh, this is what oh, sex is. You know is. What?
Eric's grandma is named Barbara, so that it that does
young
apply.
Barbara, yes, yes. So when you read this the first time, were you like, oh my God?
No.
Hi Diane.
No.
No. We have to go upstairs, Tess. I don't generally have sex at my desk. I'm not prepared for it. That's okay. I am.
I'm not prepared.
Reaching back, she fumbled over the surface of the desk, knocking a number of things to the floor as he took advantage of the thrust of her breast and suckled. What? So she's trying to, like, knock shit over. He still has a tit in him?
Yeah. She's trying to grab... a condom.
Oh, okay.
That's why he's, I'm not prepared.
Oh.
Yeah.
Safe sex. It's the 90s.
I literally think that there might have been a push for Nora Roberts to be like, I'm so progressive, making sure that all my characters always get condoms.
Okay. Safe sex. Healthily sexual. She heard her breath wheeze. Swore
she's got asthma.
She swore she could feel her eyes cross as she groped behind her for her bag. She opened it. He still has a tit in her mouth and she's trying to reach.
She's like, oh my God.
Toss it aside and let a trail of condoms spill out. Good call. But when he reached for them, she drew them teasingly out of reach. Oh no. Allow me.
Allow me. Yeah, you gotta be like, I'm so progressive, condoms, but it's hot. Yeah, but everyone should do it. Here are the
put
kids.
It on for you. Oh. With her eyes on his, she ripped a packet off, tore it open. Mozart continued to play with grace and dignity as she freed Nate from his slacks, gave a feline hum of anticipation. How's that sound?
Slacks.
Meow. I don't know.
His slacks. Yeah, and she went, meow.
And Mozart is playing.
Mozart. And slowly, torturously protected them both. His lungs clogged, his fingers dug into the arms of the chair. Her hands were clever, delicate as a rose, and he was suddenly terrified that he would disgrace himself like a teenage virgin. God damn, you're good. She smiled, shifted. I've been thinking about this since the first time I saw you. He gripped her hips as she rose over him, held her there while both of them quivered. Yeah? Well, that makes two of us. Slowly, his eyes locked on hers. He lowered her, pierced her, filled her. She shuddered once, moaned low and long in her throat. and didn't move a muscle. Her eyes closed, then opened. "Yes," she said, and smiled again. "Yes." His hand stayed fastened on her hips as she rode him hard, fast, and well.
End scene.
End 90s vote sex.
I didn't cut it there. That's where it ends.
It's literally so confusing.
Well, it's just like, you see the difference. I'm answering my question of like now and then of where it would be like, basically like, it's real tame, but it's not like how like Love Light Farm's tame. It's
tame, like it's and like a
raunchy, but like,
but then stops.
But also not very descriptive and right. lengthy.
Yeah. Right.
Instead of being like in and out and thumbing on her clit and they said whatever. Yes,
where mm-hmm. usually it's like
he pierced her.
His dick was so deep in my wet pussy and like lapping it up like a fucking dog or something.
It's not like, crass at all. It's like her hands were delicate like a rose.
Yeah. Ooh, Mozart played. Yeah.
It is not sexy.
Yeah.
But it's like marketable smut in the 90s. I don't know.
Because it's pearl clutching. It's enough.
Church ladies
of like,
are reading this going, oh my God. Helen, you would not believe the
but
book.
But they're
I just
like,
read.
Oh, but it's a serial killer and it's about sisters. They have to come together.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unassuming smut.
Yeah. I like it. But I like that there's a lot of. So this is definitely plot than porn.
Yeah.
And so are most of her books this level of tame? Does she get more explicit? Later or different ones?
I don't really think
so. I'm sure
so.
There's ones that they're like, I mean, out of 800 books.
Well, I don't think there's 800. I think it's just like 800 searches.
750 books.
So, 750 books.
Yeah.
50 like special editions.
Yeah.
But that's still a dick load of books that she's written.
A dick load of books.
A dick load.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and then there's sex scenes with all the other girls, I assume, too.
I don't know that we get an Adam and Lily scene. Because they're so soft and sweet and gentle.
Like, he just loves her. He just like makes her feel safe. And she doesn't really need like a fucking. She just needs more of like.
She needs.
Comfort and protection.
Like predictable safety and like comfort. Yeah. And that's. Yeah.
Reassurance.
Yeah. Vanessa. Wow. You're loving it.
Is this your new favorite book?
No.
Is this your new book boyfriend?
No. What?
No. She's like, look, unless all those guys went to town on her.
Everything just seems like real confusing, like the verbiage and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think like it takes you out.
Right. The slacks and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the good people? A good. Does this even have like a Goodreads?
Yes.
Everything's on Goodreads.
Everything is on Goodreads.
I love it.
Okay.
Because I like this book. I feel like this is the type of book that I would read of like because there's enough story to it.
There is a lot of story to it. And she does like doing that.
Would be like a good like Lifetime movie too.
Oh, for
it
sure.
Is a movie.
Oh.
She has a few, like a handful of her, their movies.
Nice.
They are horribly done.
Movie night. We're watching one.
Mm. Yeah. I'll be awake.
Yes.
And attentive and excited.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Goodreads has 48,000 ratings and it has a 4.1.
Ooh.
Amazon had about 6,000 ratings as 4.6.
Not very many.
Yeah.
Not very many, but... Who this do you know on Book Talk who's talking about Nora Roberts?
Yeah, right. Nobody.
Yeah,
true.
Nobody.
That's a lot for an old book.
Yes.
That's probably
and
not
like a
as
new
active
age
yes.
website.
Right. Yeah, they're not reading Nora Roberts on your Kindle necessarily.
No.
You're finding it at grandma's house and...
Yes.
Did you pay for that? Was it Kindle Unlimited?
I did.
Wow.
So we'll have it in our Amazon storefront. If you too want to buy a Nora Roberts book...
Yeah, if you want to buy it, you can go for it. I wouldn't recommend the book, but Emily loved it. Maybe because you got the condensed version of just like, and then what happened?
Yeah.
And then you can just check out.
That's how I like all my books. Just
that
the
is true.
Version.
Not reading
that is
them.
True.
It's just told about them.
Okay. Amanda said, the problem with bodice rippers, this is a bodice ripper. That's
oh,
what,
yeah. I want to go to that book. Side note, I want to go to that bookstore in Brooklyn. Maybe if we get big enough, we can have an event there. It's a store called The Ripped Bodice in Brooklyn, and then there's one in LA, and they have a lot of great like book events. So
that
if
could
you,
be us.
That could be us. So if you know them or, you know, want to connect us, hi.
Hi. Thanks.
We're obsessed with that store.
We sure are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I follow them.
Vanessa,
take
are you
me.
Obsessed with that
take
store?
Me.
Yeah,
take
they have
me.
Everything. They have
Vanessa
all these books. Yes.
Wants to be taken.
I feel like they're like at the forefront of
kidnap.
Like putting this out, like in the public, you know, where they're like, these are women are reading these books.
Yeah.
You know?
And so we're not embarrassed anymore.
Mm-mm.
No. Bodice rippers.
Amanda, the problem with bodice rippers is that they are all too neatly tied up for the fantasy to be real. No one has pesky children, ex-lovers, or STDs or debt.
Projection.
This book reminds me of the kind of thing I would have read with vigor at the tender age of 14. On the flip side, at 41, I am embarrassed that I finished it.
Oh my God. She's like, look, I can't relate to this because I have pesky children.
Where are the STDs?
And the STDs.
It's not like, believable.
They use a condom. That's why there's no STDs.
There you go.
And their country.
Yeah. They don't have a lot of people around.
They don't have STDs in the country. Fun fact. That's not a fact. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Teresa did not finish. Two people riding a yearling? The writer obviously never did more than see a horse. Oh, my God.
Is that the name of a horse?
Yes. Teresa's a horse girl.
More than one review complained about that exact thing.
What's a yearling?
You cannot have two people riding a yearling. It's like a younger horse.
Oh. That they're like, you're really going to hurt that horse. So it's like there's a cow without a head.
The weight and it's not trained for it. And I don't know. And they were like, I cannot believe this.
Weird.
You can't ride a yearling. They were mad.
Wow. Animal abuse.
Yeah, but then
the grizzly bear and the cat.
Again, a cat without a head.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of reviews that were like, I stopped at the animal. Because what in this book says, like, watch out for, like, cats missing heads? Like,
this is pre-trigger warnings.
Yeah.
There you go. Wanda. How old do you think Wanda is?
50s.
I'm going to say 70-something.
Okay.
Here's why. Wanda said, good story, but uses God's name in vain, and that is sad.
Hell wow. Yeah. Peace out, and I'm back.
Like, Wanda says, no, thank you.
Wanda's like, do not take his name
in vain.
I was fine with the animals and all the, like, all that nasty stuff, but the Lord's name, I do not play with that.
And especially when they're saying, like, oh my God, like, with fucking.
Mm-hmm. I think they say, like, goddamn a few times, so sorry, Wanda, if you heard that.
Well, and it starts out saying, like, he's a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Don't say anything about God.
She did say, goddamn son of a bitch. She wouldn't have even made it past the first page.
Oh, shit. It's probably true.
Oh, shit.
Wanda.
Wanda. She cares about God, but not her fellow woman, because she's like, wow, bitch is fine. Okay. Two more. We can do this. Dave.
A man.
There we go. I think, is this our first? Like, okay.
That we know of.
We can't assume gender, but Dave seems pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
Very disappointed in this story. I was looking forward to a Western mystery, but instead, I received a story of several horny women with only a little bit of mystery mixed in.
Taking the Lord's name in vain. These floozies.
These whores.
These whores. No wonder their daddy was disappointed in them.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Dave.
I bet Dave's old, too.
For sure.
Dave picked this up without looking at anything else, and he was bamboozled.
He just saw the scenery.
He's like, I love Montana sky.
I love women. Yellowstone.
Yeah. And then he went on to leave a review. Like,
yeah.
I get it why so many of these new books have reviews, because you're prompted to on your Kindle, but like, yeah.
He wanted to warn everyone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just horny women. He said, nothing good
nothing
here.
Else.
Nothing
not
else.
What you want.
This ain't what you're looking for.
Mm-mm.
This ain't a ranch book.
Wendy said, this book is not believable. The cussing was so prevalent in this book that by page 44, I threw it in the trash.
Literally almost just did a spit take.
Wendy, I lived in Montana and real cowboys have manners and don't talk like this.
Oh my God, I love this.
This is worse than boomers.
These are boomers.
No, are you think so?
I think these are
it's
boomers.
It's boomers and what is it, the other ones?
Greatest generation ever, whatever.
Gen Z, yeah.
I just feel like my mom's cool. She cusses.
She's a young boomer, though.
How old is your mom? You know, we can cut it out. Never mind. We'll chat offline.
She's like 52.
No. She was born
65?
In...
65?
She was born in 60.
Okay.
So yeah, she's 65.
She's pretty close.
Almost.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is all of our mom's names start with a D.
Yeah, we got three Ds.
Yeah.
Donna, Denise, and Diane.
Who is it? Give them the D. What was the joke we made?
Three Ds deep? I don't know. Give them the D. We all came from the D or something.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
It was something.
We'll look it up. We'll add it to the attic video.
It's just this, like, bad, like, ADR of, like, we are from the D. Like, well, I'm so glad that we did something different.
Yeah.
Something unique. Something,
I was hoping.
I like how the age range for, like, the reviews is, like, 14 and 70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're either stealing this and thinking that it's, like, something naughty.
Yeah.
Or you're old.
Yeah.
I wonder.
You need something naughty.
I mean, I assume there's also people that probably listen that are like, I've been reading these books forever. And they're like, oh, I've read almost every Nora Roberts book. So it was like all that you could get, especially if you lived in somewhere like Montana and it was like what they had at the store.
Yeah.
You know, I would assume.
Or if you're like in Hawaii and you're like, my books are floating slowly toward me and I need books now. Yes. So what is this? I got it. By the way, Anne, if you want your book back, let me know.
It doesn't have a cover, but
it's a bit of a mess, but I'll get you all the parts.
It's really torn up.
Well, that was great. Thank you so much for such a wonderful presentation. I'm sorry that I barely listen.
I need
to picture my people in my head. And
ADHD book club.
ADHD book club. If you have ADHD, like and subscribe. You know, tell your other ADHD friends. If you remember, you can say that, like, hey, want to know what it's like? Here, listen to this.
Imagine that in your head, all three voices all the time.
All the time, talking over each other all the time. I've listened to other podcasts. I'm like, wow, they all just really, like, take turns.
I got a comment on my TikTok, which I never post on anymore, but I posted a TikTok talking about how, like, oh, I forgot I edited and da-da-da and whatever, and somebody commented, because I was talking about how, like, I don't know what I'm doing editing, and someone commented and said, yours is the only podcast that I can listen to on, like, regular speed.
Could you imagine if you sped it up? You'd be like...
I've listened to us sped up before, and it's hilarious. A lot.
I was so proud.
It's because we speak like normal people. Sometimes
it's because I have ADHD, and when there are pauses that are like too long, I cut them out.
Yeah. Anyway. And we're just like in our heads, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think people think before they speak on podcast too, and I don't think we do that.
I wonder what that's like.
No, we don't. If you don't want to think before you speak, you know, tell your friends about us. Tell your mom. Tell your stepmom.
Yeah.
You know, look, go scan your bookshelves at your parents' house or your grandparents' house for Nora Roberts, and then you'll be like, Grammy, you little freak. And
let us know which Nora Roberts book it is, and I'll let you know if I've read it, because I probably have, because when I lived in Hawaii, I was like, I will simply read all of Nora Roberts' works, and then I will be fine. And I'm not saying that's why, but I am fine now.
But look at you now.
Look at you now, yeah.
You're doing a podcast about Nora Roberts.
Cured.
There you go.
Came back around. If you want to hear us a day early, you can subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/clutchmypearlspod. You get at the book boyfriend tier. You get the episode a day early. So if you just can't wait, you know, you can do that. And then there's some other tiers and some other bonus stuff that we've got in the works. And Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere on the internet. See you next Tuesday. Oh, but if you're on Patreon, see you Monday.
See you Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
See you Monday spells come.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
My God.
That's what I say.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.